Hi, it's Tori. If I know who you are, leave me a message. I'll get back to you. If I don't know you, I won't get back to you.
Hello, my name is Shine. Returning your call from customer support. Sorry we missed you. If you still need assistance, you can call us back at your earliest convenience. Thank you for calling customer support.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shine. How can I help you?
Who's this calling?
Customer support.
Oh, I had a charge from you guys for $9.97 on my credit card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can we start with a zip code to find an account?
08094, and it was my credit card. It was no account. I think it was you. I think that was the name. So are you a convenience store?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what do you sell?
We're a third-party call center that service different products.
Oh, for $9.97?
I don't know exactly how much everything costs. I have to have an account to tell you exactly what
it
is.
Well, anyway, you guys charged me for something that I didn't buy.
Okay, can I have a first and last name?
Okay, it's Teresa Chando. Chando.
Okay, and can you spell your first name for me?
Teresa.
You said Teresa.
Correct.
And your last name is Chando.
Correct. Chando.
Okay, ma'am, I don't have anything coming up under that name.
Okay, you said you're, what is your name?
My name?
I mean, the company.
We're a third-party call center that service different gadgets and supplements.
I've got Anolancom, Original Apparel, and Healthy Way Today. Is that any of you?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Are you calling me back because I left a message?
Yes, ma'am.
well, whatever. I have two charges here. What number is your number? The last four.
Ma'am.
906-407-72.
Oh, I don't know the direct number that I'm calling from, ma'am.
Well, none of the names are what the name that you're saying, so I don't know how I can figure out who you are. I just know I called these numbers because I was charged a fee for something I did not purchase. The only $10 fee I paid was just a shipping and handling fee that was close to $10.
Okay, ma'am, did you use an email? I could try looking up an email to see if I could find an account.
No, it's on my credit card.
I could try the last four digits of your card.
Okay, the card that you would have charged it on was 1375.
1375.
Was the last four.
Okay, hold for a sec. Okay, ma'am. I still can't find an account with that name.
You see a charge?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So how did I get this on my credit card then? I mean, because if you're calling me back, it's because I called all three of these companies.
Yes, ma'am, but I can't find an account under your name.
Okay, well, I had called the credit card company, too, so they put a fraud on it, and they'll be investigating it, I guess. So since you can't find an account, they're going to know that I didn't charge it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
But it's the exact same amount for both of these companies, $9.97.
I couldn't find anything with any of the information you gave me.
Right. Okay. Well, they'll be investigating, too. So you just tell them the same thing, then they're going to know that I didn't do it.
Okay. I'm sorry I couldn't help you.
That's okay. Thanks.
Yeah, you have a great
day. Anyway.
You have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Have a good holiday.
You, too.